Om Shanti. Good morning. Happy holidays. I won't say happy Easter because it's a sad day, but happy holidays. I decided that I'd like us to spend a little time on the Avyakt Murali that we heard last Sunday, because we hear very powerful, beautiful things, and then at that time we love them and we remember them maybe for a few hours, a few days, and then we move on to the next thing. So it is a very important Murali, as each one is. But within this particular Murali, Baba spoke about balance and how, although we know that this is the way, we know this is what we have to do, so many things that we understand, and yet somehow we don't find ourselves in the flying stage all the time that Baba would like us to experience, or even that we would like to experience for ourselves. And so what is it that keeps pulling us down? And Baba said, it's because we don't maintain balance. And in terms of the different aspects of balance that Baba mentioned, usually we talk about love and law, but Baba mentioned very different things this time. And as I was reading them, I was feeling that, yes, these are very, very important aspects of balance. And love and law seems to be like a wholesale answer, but there are very specific aspects that Baba took up that we all experience on our journey. And the first one was something that has come up in recent Muralis more than once, and that is remembrance and service. And so Baba said that sometimes we get so occupied in service that we say there was no time for remembrance. Or sometimes we say that, well, I'm doing so much for Baba that whatever it is I'm doing is in itself remembrance. And so different things that we say to Baba that aren't as it should be. And so Baba reminded us, no, remembrance is remembrance. Service is whatever it is, but, and in remembrance anyway, there can be service merged. Not in the sense of remembering this one, that thing, the other thing, but no, pure remembrance of Baba, and that vibration of remembrance is going to reach out and touch others. And so remembrance can be service, but service can't be remembrance unless I very consciously stay in remembrance and then serve, which is a bit slippery because the intellect needs to make plans, the intellect needs to work out solutions, the intellect needs to sort things out, so the intellect gets caught up with any of those things. And Baba, the point of light, or even the awareness of the self as a point of light, slips away. And so that was the first balance that Baba talked about. And although we are using the word balance, Baba was very clear that the priority is remembrance. And then, yes, service is going to move along in the way that it should. But if remembrance is not in line, then other things are not going to happen properly. So really to keep checking the quality of my remembrance, not just, that was very categorically mentioned, not just at the set times that you do as a routine, that anyway is part of Brahman life, but am I able to keep that flame of love for Baba alive through everything else that I do. And if I'm keeping Baba in my heart through my role in service, it's going to be a very different quality of service. Have you experienced the difference? No? Who has experienced the difference between doing service for service and service out of love for Baba? I expected everybody would have, but not everybody's raising their hands. Because we all of us experience the difference between the two. And of course, when I'm doing seva, service, out of my pure love for Baba, then the quality of my interaction with everybody around me is based on Baba's qualities, not my recent sanskars. So if I find myself behaving in the way that I've always behaved, instead of actually remembering to keep Baba with me and keeping Baba's qualities with me, then the way I've been behaving is according to the influence of Maya. It's been what's happened for half a kalpa, and so it's become a habit. I do things, and maybe the motivation with which I do them is very pure, very clean, but very quickly I forget. And there's an influence. And so, doing service, keeping the flame of love alive in my heart, is a very, very different experience. And the second thing that Baba mentioned, again something that on one level we've seen, but Baba categorically mentioning it, and it draws our attention to that. And so Baba mentioned, I'll tell you the Hindi words because they're very easy to remember. Swaman Vyabhiman. And so I've done some service, and is it that I'm totally, totally aware that whatever has come out of that service, the results of the service, I'm aware that I on my own could not have done this. Not possible. I didn't have the understanding, I didn't have the capacity, I didn't have the expertise, I didn't have that experience. And even if I'm using my Laukik skills and my professional expertise, but still, when it's with the awareness that it's God in charge, and God is enabling me to do all this, then the results are going to be much more superior than if I, as a Laukik professional, had done something. It's going to be bringing me a lot of love and cooperation and support from everyone around me. If I'm only using my professional skills, then perhaps I get a little bit bossy. That's reality. So the professional hat is taken off, and I serve as Baba's instrument. And within that, there's the humility that's at work. And so Baba spoke about, yes, there's that state of self-respect, but there's also a great deal of humility within that. And if the state of self-respect has changed a little bit and has become I know how to do this, I made it happen like this, and it's very easy, very, very easy to slip into that. Well, I was the right instrument that God chose to do this. And so this I that comes in, then that becomes a big problem. And of course, in that stage, then there's ego that is dominant rather than humility. Somebody sent me a little video clip a couple of days ago, and it's quite incredible, very moving. It's the Pope had called together the people who are fighting in South Sudan. the leaders of the two sides, and it was going to be a spiritual retreat with them. And Maureen's not here, but she'd commented that if this had been something for war, people coming together to discuss, should we fight, should we not fight, you know, it would have hit the headlines that the Pope is calling people. But because it was positioned right from the outset as a spiritual retreat, did anybody hear about it? It came on the radio, just one announcement, but then it wasn't even on BBC website, apparently. It was one little announcement on the radio, but nothing else. Why? Oh, it's something spiritual, so we don't need to give attention to it. That's very much the state of Ravan's world still. So, this was after they'd met together, and the Pope is talking in Italian, and there's a translator speaking in English, and they're all standing. And so I don't know exactly what part of those negotiations this happened, or spiritual retreat this happened, but at some point in his pleading with them, and he uses this word, I plead with you to keep peace. And then, they're very close together, but then he moves from where he is, and he sits on the floor, and he kisses their feet. And he's old, 70-something, I've forgotten exactly what, and he can't get up, so everybody else has to help him get up. And it was a very moving scene of great humility being displayed by a leader. And again, most leaders and the position of leader is filled with concern for power, concern for money, concern for respect from others, prestige. And in this case, here you're seeing a leader demonstrate humility. Like Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba demonstrated humility at all times. The Dadis have always kept everybody else in front, seeking guidance, seeking advice from everyone, and then coming to a decision. But here's a Lokic leader, but you can still see how it's like there's a wave that's emerging in the world that's recognizing the need for values to come back again in. And I see all this as part of God's work too. Yesterday I had an hour's interview, and the topic was leading with values. So again, the word values coming up. And so God's work happens in amazing ways, but people being given a demonstration of what is humility. And the story of the Vice President of Argentina that I mentioned, talking about a leader, politics means to serve people with love. And when I take God's love, then with that power of love, I can serve others. So, Baba's telling us, but we're also seeing it come up in the world. And demonstration of this by, of course, Brahma Baba, Mama, the Dadis, but also by others. It's a sign of the times. On the one side, extreme anger, violence, ego, and on the other side, the recognition that transformation is a transformation of values. So, Baba spoke about Swaman, and within that, Nirman. So, that state of humility, which is the total opposite of body consciousness. And so, the Swaman, the self-esteem, can very quickly slip into ego, I. But really, deeply, when I realize that, of course it's Baba's work, and of course the only one who can make things happen in the right way is Baba. None of us can do it. Even Brahma Baba would say that it's not me, it's the one above. Kumarka, remember? When you said, Daddy, this was wonderful. And Daddy would just go like this. Daddy Janki, how many times did you say, Baba, 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 in any talk within a few minutes? It's Baba that comes into the picture. And so when there's that state of self-respect, then it's actually very natural to have humility. And when self-respect is lacking, that's when anger comes. You want to prove something to another. I am right. Why don't you agree? I am right. Rudeness comes in because you're not listening to me. Why aren't you listening to me? And it's actually stemming from lack of self-respect. And self-respect only comes when I give myself time, because when I give myself time, then I'm able to go deeper and deeper and connect with the values that are there in the soul. But when I'm not connected with myself, those values can't be expressed. It's only when I'm connected with the soul and with Baba's light, then within that seed, the values that are there can be expressed. It takes, yes, they're there in the seed, but it takes God's light to be able to allow them to emerge, and then we see it in action. And so that state in which there's no discrimination. I like, I don't like, and here we would say that on one level, it's an amazing family in which black, white and brown eat together, work together, serve together, do everything together. Yes, that's the reality. But yet still, do I have preferences? I like this one. I don't like this one. External color is one thing, but I like this one because I can get on with them easily. But what about drama? If drama's put me in a situation with this individual, is it trying to teach me something? And if I have that self-respect and humility, I'm going to learn something from the other instead of rejecting them. And so am I able to have a smile for everyone in the family? No likes, no dislikes, no preferences. And to be able to treat each one with the vision that Baba's talked about today, Bhai Bhai Drishti. It's an expression we often use. And most times when Baba's talking about Bhai Bhai Drishti, Baba's talking about the subject of the first step of purity in terms of don't see physical form, don't see male, female, don't see the external which is going to pull you and attract you. But I think Bhai Bhai Drishti also means the other, where there is no negative feeling towards another. And so that's also part of the whole subject of lack of discrimination. I've often shared with you how it took a university X years, I think about 3 years, to do research. And at the end of that research, they came back with this result, that what they found was that when young people, they were talking to young people in four different countries, between the ages of 14 and 18. And so they found that where there was self-respect, they used that word, where there was self-respect, there was less discriminatory behavior. And when there isn't self-respect, there is discriminatory behavior. And so that whole subject of I, yes, Baba wants us to maintain that state of self-respect, but not ego about how long I've been in Gyan, I live in Baba's house, I don't live in Baba's house, I have this role, this is my position. That goes into a whole different sphere. And so can I maintain self-respect based on my own inner values without any of the externals? And in that state of self-respect, humility is part of the original values of the soul. And so, big, big subject, Bhai Bhai Drishti. Baba's mentioned today how difficult it is. Baba uses that word, difficult. And it's, if you're thinking about purity as a total state of being, rather than just purity in terms of no familiarity or celibacy, that's different, but purity, when it's the total state, then purity means having that pure vision of love and respect for every human being, not just every Brahman soul even, but every human being. And so what should be the vibration that comes out from this house? If the house is filled with Baba's elevated children, then the feeling that others should get, even as they pass by the house, is that here is a place I can get refuge, I can get support, I can get spiritual help. I'm not talking about refuge in that we offer our home to the homeless. There's something more important that this house is doing than just a roof above anybody's head. But really, a place where they feel comfortable, a place where they can feel, they can receive peace and light, truth. But all of that happens through the vibrations of the people, not the walls. There are more beautiful buildings than this, but the vibrations of Baba's children. And it's very interesting how a vibration is created with every thought and every word and every action. Am I right? It's not just half an hour's yoga in the morning and half an hour's yoga in the evening. It's what it is we're doing all day. And those vibrations reach out. And yes, I can see it happening that within the space of time, people will say, this is the place to go to experience that love and support and peace and truth. But we have to up our efforts to make that happen. So, Swaman, the connection with my own inner values through soul consciousness, introversion, introspection, time with Baba, so that those values can emerge in my life, and then humility with that. So self-respect and humility are always put as if they're opposites, but in fact they're not. One leads to the other. Just as with remembrance, remembrance leads to service. And the service is then fruitful as a result of remembrance, in the same way Swaman and Nirman. I'm going to be able to have humility when I do have self-respect. Otherwise it's an inferiority complex. Maybe I'm saying you first, but it's because I feel I'm incapable, which is different. But the door of opportunity opens and I can take it, but with that awareness of it's God's grace that's making it happen in this way, that I have this opportunity. And the third thing that Baba's talked about is, again, you can see how Baba talks about things that are relevant to all of us here and now at this moment. And it's the balance of responsibility and lightness. I find it absolutely beautiful how Baba picks up on things that we need here and now at this moment. Responsibility can become a burden and make me very heavy. And I've heard many people say, well, I'm willing to help, but I don't want the responsibility. And I don't know whether you've said it, but think about it and just ask yourself, I'm willing to lend a finger, but I don't want the responsibility. okay, I understand that too. But Baba's showing us a state which is a little different. A state in which, because it's God's work, it's my opportunity to create my fortune if I do it accurately in the best way that I know how to. But I don't carry a burden. If there's a burden, then I reject it internally. I don't want it. But if Baba's offered me an opportunity, then can I see it in that way, that it is a wonderful opportunity to be with others, to work together with others, to be able to involve others, have their cooperation. Again, I think part of the fear of responsibility is I'll have to do it. I'll be left with the baby. But no, it's Baba's work, and if I stay in that awareness, it's Baba's work, many can come forward and help me. It's not a burden, and I don't need to be afraid. And generally speaking, fear comes from a lack of faith. When I don't have faith, maybe in myself, I'm not strong enough, how can I do this? Maybe it's lack of faith in Baba. And generally I would say, of course I have faith in Baba, that's why I'm here. But where Baba is saying, drama is benevolent, drama is beneficial. And if according to drama, I'm being blessed with this opportunity, why should there be any fear? Definitely no burden, but also even deeper than that, fear. And so, very important aspect that Baba's mentioned. If you think about God and you think about fortune, you stay light. We used to ask Paddy Prakashmani, because at the time when Baba left, 440 centers, only in Bharat. By the time Dadiji left, it was world service, and it was already around 4,000 centers. And after Dadi's departure, even more expansion on all levels, in world service and also in Bharat, more people, more everything. Until the very end, Dadi would say, the last time we would have talked to her about these things would have been when she was here maybe at the opening of Diamond House 2004, and she'd been unwell, and Muni Ben had said to us, only one thing in the morning, only one thing at night, in the evening. Don't put anything else extra at all. And I'm not sure she's going to come to morning class, just be aware. Daddy arrives and she asks, me, we're sitting chatting, what time is morning class? And then after morning class, she asks, she comes to morning class. After morning class, she says, what's the next program? And I didn't have the heart to tell her that there's nothing till 7 o'clock this evening, because she'd have said, why? So we'd had a quick discussion and decided that she'd meet groups, which was fantastic. That it wasn't outside things, but she met the accounts group, she met this group, she met that group, she met all the different groups that existed already in terms of service. And so she wanted to serve. She didn't feel it was a burden. Okay, so different stage, but my point that Dadi and the responsibility that she was carrying through the years grew, the responsibility grew and grew and grew and grew. But we'd say to her, Daddy, it's a big deal. And she'd say, no, not a big deal. He's in charge and I'm light. Daddy, are you able to sleep at night? And there's only one time she told us that she couldn't sleep at night. The rest of the time she told us, why not? Of course. The one time she told us that she couldn't sleep at night was interesting. This would have been before the situation with Shantivan, and also actually the other time before Om Shanti Bhavan. And before Om Shanti Bhavan, she told us, I'm hearing the cries of Baba's children, because they had to put quotas on the numbers of people coming to Madhavan to meet Baba. Baba was coming many times. And so I had heard from various people in Bharat that they could only come to Madhavan once every 3 years. Can you believe it? Madhavan had to impose a quota. There was no space. Where do you put them to sit to hear Baba? The biggest hall he had was a meditation hall. And then where do you house them? Never mind sitting, but bodies need care. And so then she said that we're going to have Om Shanti Bhavan built, even though at that time it seemed a huge project, but it happened. And then with Shantivan, again she said, there's still not enough space, but Baba gave me a touching and Baba said to me, down below, you can put up a tent. And everybody said, but Dadi, 10,000 people, a tent? We're going to need this, we're going to need this. She said, it'll all happen, and it happened. But again, it was that motivation. I can hear the cries of Baba's children. They want to come. Because again, at that time, even though there was Om Shanti Bhavan, it wasn't big enough, there was no accommodation. So, but the rest of the time, she'd say, I sleep very peacefully, no problem. God's in charge. So that state of responsibility and yet lightness, again we saw that he demonstrated that. So Baba talking about perfect balance. And so, and the sign of perfect balance, Baba said, you keep flying. And the last thing that Baba mentioned, again it was in the context of flying, but Baba said, on the one side, when you do something, there's great success and there's great happiness. But on the other side, it brings with itself this ego that I know. And that's then the block for learning. And if you're not constantly learning, and if there's not newness happening in your life, you're not going to keep flying constantly, and you're not going to be an example for others. And so, yes, this has happened. Wonderful. Have that, I'll use the word intoxication, nasha, kushi. Have that intoxication, have that great happiness, but it shouldn't lock the door and you say, well, now I know, I've got the formula right. I've got my jnana, I've got my yoga, I know how to do service, everything is fine. No. Am I learning something new every day? And if I am, then I'm going to keep flying and my life will be an example to others. So, four aspects of balance that Baba took up, but very specific ones in terms of the field of service and our own trajectory of coming to the karmatit stage or the stage of perfection. So Baba's muralis are incredible, as always, and each murali gives us so much to apply, so much to hear new things, but it's also so much to apply. It's very interesting that even in the Sakar murali at the end today, Baba said, how much more should I tell you? I've been telling you. And so, it's a short murali, and the recent Sakar muralis we've been hearing are all short ones. For this one in particular, Baba's actually commented, how much more can I tell you? And imagine that was in Sakar days, and after Sakar days, 50 years, and we've been hearing so much from Avyakt Baba also. And so Baba decided to go into silence. Now, the methodology is a sweet one in that Daddy Gulzar are still with us, but silence. Why? Because Baba's told us everything we need to hear. So yes, you could go to Sakar Baba and discuss things, and then you could go to Avyat Baba and Avyat Baba would tell you. Then you could ask for a message from Dadi Gosar, and even Dadi Janki used to have those little strips of paper with two liners about the message that Baba had given her. And then Baba's told us everything. Short murlis with one or two messages: happiness, love, purity, truth, no more than that. And now Baba's saying, you're grown up. You know what you need to know. And now the game of sanskaras and being able to dance with others so that each one is helping in God's task and creating fortune for themselves and others, and we reach the state of completion, perfection. We've got Mother Bantuli. I haven't had a chance to meet. No, not Mother Bantuli today. That's actually going to be, sorry, my mistake. That's going to be Sunday. But today we've got London Thule, which is also very nice. But I brought Madhavan Thule, and then I haven't been with you for a Sunday. One day it was Oxford, one day it was Worthing, so now London. So Sunday we'll have Madhavan Thule, but today is London Thule. So let's have a few minutes of silence anyway, and then Thule.